What's up, guys? Have you ever been in the situation where you know you need to improve your fashion and your style? Because obviously, that's the easiest way to stand out to new dating options and to basically show that this is the type of guy I am. This is the personality I have. Like, we can do so much by showing who we are versus telling who we are with our fashion. But if you're straight and single, odds are you probably aren't that interested in fashion, right? It's not like something you would actively pursue. But you do understand it's a means to an end, and maybe you're at the point where you're understanding the importance of fashion, so that's making you more into it. Whatever stage you are on the fashion style journey, we have an awesome guest on today, and that's Axel Mauv, and he's going to give us some awesome tools and techniques for guys who want to improve that. So stay tuned. We got an action-packed episode coming up with lots of cool, actionable advice.
You're listening to the Inner Confidence Podcast, formerly called the Leverage Podcast. We help you unleash the most attractive, charismatic, and confident you in order to attract quality connections, both personal and romantic. My name is Robbie Kramer. I've been a coach since 2007, and I've helped over 1,300 people level up their dating and social skills. My mission is simple: to help you crush the dating game, build an epic social life, and attract your ideal partner.
Axel, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Robbie. Amazing.
So not only are you a style and fashion expert, but you're really, you know, a man of my heart, I can say, because we've lived very similar lives. You have a side hustle with vacation rental property on Airbnb. You've lived all over Europe. You lived in Ukraine, I believe, for some time, like I used to. You're a big fan of setting up a social circle in different cities that you've been in. And we've used very similar strategies in terms of creating house parties. And all of this is kind of built on one of the most fundamental pieces of the puzzle, which is looks maxing, right? You got to maximize how you look, and fashion and style is obviously a huge component of that, right? Just as a stupid example, we're both wearing necklaces here, right? You've got yours on, and I've got mine on. And I realized when I started wearing things like this, like, I got opened and women would just start conversation with me way more often, and it was always about this silly key. This is a key that I got at Burning Man. It was basically everyone in the camp got these, and if you didn't have one, you couldn't get fed, couldn't get breakfast or dinner. So, you know, it has some relevance and meaning to me, but just wearing this alone, like, was a game changer in terms of fashion. So why don't you tell us, like, give us your background, your story. How did you start your journey of self-improvement, fashion, dating, all that good stuff?
God, bro. No, I'm kidding. I'm not even, to be honest, to be fair, I'm not even religious in that sense. You know, I believe in some universe and stuff. But yeah, it started like a long time ago. And like you say, we have very different life story. Very similar life story. I guess one of the biggest commonality that we have is the dating part, and everything else that you're saying. Then about first impression, this is somehow the key, right? The first impressions. I mean, you don't really want to do it for... I know that many people, and they're completely wrong when they say, oh, that's superficial. Okay, maybe they're right. Could be some sort of... There can be some sort of superficiality, if I can say it this way in English. But even if it's not like this that human works. Human do not think, oh, that's superficial. No, I'm going to go deep. I will look into your soul and the person. So if we're talking about dating, it's not that we enter in a club, with a trash bag on us, and we're gonna be in the corner. Well, trash bag, of course, is an exaggeration, but you know, like, dressed like everybody else, just like the multitude. Everybody look the same. You are there, stay in your corner, and hoping some girl will come to you and say, "Hey, hi, what's up? How's it going? I see that you're so cool, so different." Or saying, "I see you're the same as everybody else, but I want to look into your soul first. I want to understand who you are." I mean, that's Sure, once every million possible, but let's face the reality. When I dress the way I dress and I go out, I get open almost every single time that I'm out. Even for single detail, like it could be like this. I cannot tell you the infinite amount of time that I was open when I had my nails painted in black. I used to, there was a period or a bit less than a year I did it. Then for some business reason, I had to remove it and not use it anymore. But that was really for business reason. For example, that was a stylish thing. I'm not saying 100% of the girls will like it, but you shouldn't aim to be liked by 100% of the people or 100% of the girls. But the point is really to give this first impression that for sure will make an impression and you will stand out. And standing out from the crowd, it will be way easier for you than just try to, well, for sure, open, etc. But to match with the girl just because of your values inside. The girl will see, okay, he's different. He does this and very good at this. He makes me laugh. But that's after. At the beginning, the only thing that she can say is just, see, is your aspect. That's all. She cannot see anything else.
And you can show your values through your fashion and your style. That's what's amazing about it, right? I can literally, like, if I see a guy walking down the street and he's wearing, I don't know, I'll use Burning Man as an example again, because that's where a lot of my fashion was inspired by. If he's in that sort of tribal Burning Man sort of look, I know a lot about that guy. I know he's probably well-traveled. I know he has probably pretty good social skills. I know he's not like the typical 9-to-5 run-of-the-mill dude that you'd likely see, you know, in a big city in the U.S. Like, this guy is someone I know that I could probably network with and potentially have a cool friendship with just from looking at his clothes, right? So that's, you know, if you're not wearing anything that shows any sort of, you know, style, if you're just wearing the normal stuff, like your fashion says something, or it says, it either sends the right message or the wrong message. So yes, is fashion style something that came easy for you, or did you also realize that you needed it on your journey to improve with women?
Many things that in a way revolve around dating for me somehow came naturally. So in the dating world, I will be called as a natural, but then I call myself in a way complete, quote unquote complete, because I have the natural side of it and then the technical side of it, because then I learn all the technicality behind it. You know, like before, like many naturals, I didn't know what I was doing right, but the girl would seem to be attractive. So that's why then I call this complete thing, and this is my way to just refer to it. About clothing, same thing. It's just that I don't want to say that I was born alone, did everything alone, and I learned everything. No, but just that maybe naturally things start to click in my life. You know, a big professor or mentor in my life definitely was my sister, because my sister was teaching me many things with, you know, about girls when I was young. Oh, if you want to get her, you know, you have to make her jealous and blah, blah, blah. Maybe you should dress a little bit like this way. Maybe you're going to call her attention and stuff like that. And definitely many of these mentors came into my life. Then, of course, part of it, I'm Italian, but that, okay, definitely give me some sort of easiness about, you know, fashion, because in Italy, it's definitely one of the values. But don't believe if anyone that is a foreigner and doesn't really know Italian culture by heart, it's not that the stereotypical thing of, oh, Italian are fashionable, that's not true. I mean, 8 people out of 10, even in Italy, are completely trash, completely. Okay, maybe another country is 9 person out of 10, and in Italy is 8. So just there's a little bit more interest in fashion. And of course, there is Milano and these kind of fashion weeks that are going on. So with all the stylists, right, you know, Prada and Dolce Gabbana and millions of others. Okay, we got the idea. But that doesn't mean that everybody is like so much into fashion. It's something that you have to learn. I'm not saying necessarily to study it, but at least to understand some of the the principle dynamics to then understand how to match a color with one outfit and one texture with another one. And of course, dress the right way for the right event, because this is an important part. Of course, if you go in a house party, like you were saying before, you will definitely dress in a way that you will not dress the same way if it's, I don't know, it's a business meeting. This is clear. I mean, and of course it goes without saying somehow, but maybe not for everybody it's so clear, right? This is a funny thing about business, that sometimes we know many things that for us make sense, right? You know, for me, I know some fashion ideas are completely, it's automatic. I mean, it makes sense, it's logical, but for many other people, maybe it's not that logical. And I have to constantly also remind myself, oh, I have to say every single detail that I can and share this, because sometimes people, for them is, you know, this aha moment, right? And for me, it's like so normal. So that's all I have to, and I like to share this.
So if you, most of the clients that come to you for, you know, fashion and style advice, what level are they starting at? What are you working with most of the time?
It depends. It really depends. Most of the time, I would say, I don't want to refer as newbie, but now for lack of a better term, you know, like just some people, you know, beginners. This is a much
like
more
how
elegant
bad are
way
they,
to
though?
Say beginner.
Right. Because someone who understands that they need, you know, some style and fashion advice, they've probably at least tried to take some steps on their own. My guess is, maybe their clothes mostly fit. You know, hopefully they're not wearing things that look just ridiculously wrong on them, but I could be wrong. Like, so what do you typically see?
Okay, one of the major thing is that everybody dress super dark. Super dark, and typically, okay, beside the differentiation of winter and summer, you know, it's very hot. So just like jeans and t-shirt, and it's winter, is long jeans, black t-shirt again, but then it's black hoodie and black coat or black jacket. White shoes many times, or black shoes. And that's very much a stereotypical of, including many Italian clients that I have. And you think, oh, but Italian, are not everybody so good? No, that's not the case. Yeah. It's not that everybody's so good with it. It's just a definitely the color thing.
So you see people are
jeans and t-shirt.
Got it. Okay. One piece of advice I typically give to newbies is, when you're dealing with colors and trying to match things, you could get that wrong really easily. So I suggest like a minimalist basic newbie wardrobe, which is all black, gray, and white, because those colors will always match each other. And you can mix and match, you know, shirts and jeans and everything you have, right, with those three colors. And you're never going to make a color mistake. Because I see tons of guys making color mistakes when they're newbies. You know, they're wearing a red shirt with a pink with the pink shorts, and it's like that those two colors clash.
Oh,
like crazy.
No.
Right? And I feel like a lot of guys are probably at least getting that part right. You know, for the longest time, I was a digital nomad and an expat living in Ukraine, and a lot of my fashion was just like, you know, black jeans, black shirt, kind of like what I'm wearing now. But I'd add in some, you know, a necklace or a really cool like pair of bright shoes.
Accessories. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that what you see a lot? Guys kind of starting at that level and then looking to make a bigger splash.
When you're talking about the colors, you say so black, gray, and white, right? And mix these three colors, and pretty much you will not make a confusion, right? Okay, that would be like beginners in dating. If we have to do an analogy, of course, it will be just in a way to just open.
Right.
I mean, it's much better to do that than don't do anything.
Than nothing.
Right? It's
sure.
Much better. Yeah, but that's the very, very beginning. I mean, you can start with these basic colors, but then you definitely need something else. I will tell you one big, well, probably secret for most of the people, most of the listeners. So there is this thing that I will try to keep on. I want to keep the name, the Italian name. The English translation is color analysis, But in Italian, we refer as armocromia or armocromia, that would be, but I guess in English would be armocromia, right? If I translate it, probably would sound better. I would just use this word. So this armocromia would be the analysis of the color of a person and about eyes, hair, and skin. And that will give exactly your perfect palette, which the palettes are four, and one is like the season. So it's very easy to remember, you know, winter, autumn, summer, and spring. And why? Just because those are the colors that you can find in nature. In autumn, everybody with in mind this kind of color, the fall colors, right? You know, this reddish type of, you know, trees, and you know, this green that is going towards brownish, etc. So each person will have different type of color, and that's why what you're saying before, oh yeah, maybe some people come, oh, and I use some color, yeah, cool, and they get something red. This color is not good for you. You know, it's not good for you. I mean, I don't know why, but it's just, it doesn't look good on you. Well, this is the reason, because every person has a palette, is an exact palette, and if you use some other color of some other palette, that's what is like, oh my god, this thing doesn't feel right. I mean, this I don't know, this super bright color on you, on your skin, it's not matching with you. So that's why it's a little bit easier to go with the basic colors, you know, the one that you were saying, black, gray, and white. Definitely it's harder to make a mistake. But at the same time, you're losing a lot of potential there.
For sure. No, I love what you just said, because I've noticed that some colors look really good on me and some colors look terrible. You know, if I wear yellow or orange or some of these bright colors, I don't know, maybe because I'm a pasty white Jew, right? I look I look ridiculous. But if I wear dark red, brown, those tend to look pretty good on me. Green looks good. So, but I never thought about that before. I mean, I assumed it was because of my skin color, of course, but I never thought that there was an actual palette associated with, you know, so, and you said there's four colors of the palette, right? Four seasons? Or
yes, four seasons. No, the colors. So on a technical level, of course, there are infinite colors because every little shade, et cetera, et cetera. But on a macro level, of course, there will be some color division that will be this, for example, darker colors usually are on winter, dark color, but also soft. You know, on the winter palette, you will find darker colors, but also brighter. And on the autumn one, you're going to find the same, well, similar colors, but just like off, like they are like switched off, you know, softer, et cetera, deeper, softer. And that's the pose on the summer and spring. You will find more, you know, this kind of, you can imagine, you know, when it's spring, you will see all these flowers coming up. And so all these colors, new colors that the nature put in. So the colors will be very bright. And on the summer will be very light, you know, like, for example, sky color, etc. So each person will fit in exactly one of these four categories. And then they will. So why do we do this? To know exactly which kind of color try, which kind of clothes and outfits try and buy, and also to, well, this is maybe environmental type of thing, but to do not waste too much, you know, because you buy stuff that then is not matching with you anyway, you will never use it, and so you're just wasting resources for everybody and for yourself too.
Yeah, I find that to definitely be a challenge. I want to get into that in a second, but how can guys figure out that palette for themselves?
Technically, they can do it by themselves. Practically, everything probably you can do by yourself, right? I mean, with YouTube and all this kind of stuff, probably everything you can do. Oh, I'm going to become super good at it. Well, the only problem with that is probably going to take a lot of time. You're going to have to invest a lot of time. You're going to have to invest maybe also resources to understand very well. Or another way, of course, the easy way, but just a more, in a way, costly one, of course, get an expert. Like it could be me and my team, and then we will do it together. And that's the very fast way. The other way is just like, of course, document yourself, go online, search how to do it. And until you define your color, then, well, if you're unsure about your color palette, et cetera, that's going to be another challenge, but well, at least you're trying. So, you know, you have always these two choices, the the most complicated and time consuming, but let's say free. And the other one, of course, is like fast track, but of course, it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, you know, my marketing brain is always going. I've been studying that a lot, and I was thinking maybe a cool sort of lead magnet for your site or something would to be, you know, someone could upload their photo and you could give them like a summer color palette, something cool like that. I feel like that would be a really, because I love what you're talking about here, and I never thought about it like that before, but it makes so much sense. You have different seasons, and obviously there's a best practice for that season. Then you got to find the colors that fit your skin tone and your vibe. So that'd be cool. So we've covered.
We definitely get to do it with you. No, Robin.
Oh well, you know, I don't think the other guys listening would give a shit about me, but unless you think that'd be valuable.
Well, but who knows? We could do it with you, and maybe I don't know if we could do it live in another time, but definitely we could do it like after, and just to have an idea on how to maybe to determine or at least to see like, oh, you know, Robin is, I don't know, it's summer.
How long would it take?
Technically, the fast procedure, which is the one that I usually adopt for one simple reason, because oftentimes it's not possible to do it on person, et cetera, et cetera. Probably in half an hour, I will be able to determine pretty much all the colors that are for you much better. Then the slower procedure, of course, it would be a way more complicated thing. We should be together, try maybe how do you call it? This kind of piece of fabric with colors on colors or upon colors that will have a much better determination. But just to start, I mean, generally speaking, we can have a faster determined analysis. And then at this point, you know, okay, these are my colors. I'm going to use these colors. Then it comes the second part. I mean, once you know your color palette, doesn't mean that, okay, all these colors are mine. Okay, cool. I already know the thing. Well, if it was so simple, you know, then it comes, you know, everything else that is understanding exactly which type of outfit. It's not that just because the color match, it's not that maybe the outfit
you can look shitty in a perfect color with the wrong style very easily.
Real quick, before we get back to the show, if you're like me, a quasi-cool geek who wants to level up your social life and attract your perfect 10, and you're feeling a little bit stuck at your current level of growth, then I invite you to apply to the Inner Confidence Community. That's my six-month program where I and my team will guide you on exactly how to meet handfuls of new amazing connections every week and how you can create the exact relationships you want on your terms. It's not just another group coaching program. You get a one-on-one growth coach who's going to meet with you each week to implement exactly what to do. And my team is going to do a decent amount of the grunt work for you. So if you're in the market to supercharge your confidence and your social life, and you'd like to work with us, the link to apply is in the show notes. All right, let's get back to the show.
What's the next step? Once guys have their colors, what would you do next? Or what would you have them do next?
Indeed, that's the first thing that we do. So I analyze colors. And so at this point, for example, yesterday we were with another client in Milano. We went to the fashion city, you know, all over the world. So we were in Milano having this live mentoring, etc. So where we buy clothes together. So we analyze everything step by step. So the first step is really this, is the color analysis or the armochromia, where we analyze the. So, for example, this particular guy was also his skin color, hair, eyes, and everything was autumn. And I tried also to show him, you know, different type of color. For example, we tried spring and summer colors as well, for example. Winter, some colors, plus some colors can match a little bit, you know, because they are the very border on the borderline, etc. So maybe something, you know, you can push a little bit further. But in any case, for example, bright spring for him was very bad. So I told him, try this. And he was like, okay, try it. And it was very bad on him. I mean, it was super bad. I think the outfit itself, it was not bad. It was good. But on him, there was something off. Something like, it looked like, for example, Santa Claus. it's wrong on you, this type of tolerant. So this will be the second step to actually get the outfits.
Yeah. So where can guys start when it comes to choosing outfits and choosing style? I know that's a huge, broad topic, but any advice on, like, you know, the standard advice I give, and I'm curious to hear your feedback on this, is I tell most guys who obviously they don't know what they're doing, so they need to make mistakes, but at least make those mistakes for cheap. So I'll say, like, go to Zara, go to an H&M, go to these places that are fast fashion where they have stuff that you know is probably going to look decent, right? It's not going to be, oh my God, amazing, because it's, right, you're just getting started, but at least you're going to get some stuff that probably fits correctly and it's relatively stylish, right? And it's cheap. So even if you fuck up, you can return it or you're not going to break the bank.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. So there are some pros and cons about fast fashion. In fast fashion, like you're saying, for example, anything that could be also Shein, which in Italy people mistakenly call it Shein, but this kind of, it's the real name is Shein. So this type of, you know, Chinese, whatever, platform, super fast, super fast, super fast, super cheap, super cheap, super mega cheap. The bad thing, of course, is the environmental type of thing. But yeah, the good thing, at least in the beginning, it would be a great advice, this one. Because if you make a mistake with Shein, it will be like the super cheap. Then it will come an H&M, and then it will come like a Zara type of, you know, quality. We're talking about quality and also beauty of the thing, you know, beauty of the piece of clothing, etc. Definitely, it would be much better to do like you're saying, because if you make a mistake with something like high-end, you know, some sort of D&G, Dolce & Gabbana type of Gucci, Prada things, of course, it would be a very costly mistake, because if you buy something 300, I mean, you would need a wallet of maybe for 10 pieces of 3K or much more than that, right? So definitely would be much better. I suggest the same. And if you're asking me what's the first step, well, like you say, first of all, maybe try to understand your color. Personally, if you can do it alone perfectly, if you are unsure, well, there's people like me, then understand what's the image that you want to give to the world. Because if I want to be the party boy, of course, it's going to be, you know, much more, type, for example, what I'm wearing right now, this is street style. It's called street style. So this is, it can be the party type of guy, etc. It wouldn't be
right.
Businessman.
No.
Right now, I'm the business man. You know?
If you walked into a business meeting, you know, unless you were a rapper or something, I would be like, I don't know about this guy. But if I met you at a party, I'd be like, this guy fucks. This guy's cool, right?
This is the guy. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And that's what a young, hot girl would think too, right? You're probably not going to be very, like, if there's a group of 35 to 45 year old women in a room who are, you know, lawyers, doctors, bankers, very, very highly educated, they're probably going to see a guy like you and be like, that guy's a fuckboy. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that guy. But I'm guessing that's the type of crowd you're intentionally trying to weed out.
Yeah. Like, of course, if you want to go with these kind of people, like, you know, meet a lawyer, woman, whatever.
Right.
I'm going to go in certain type of place, will dress a certain type of, even act this kind of, act, you know, quote unquote, you know, the act the part. I mean, I want to meet this kind of woman, I will go in this type of place, I will dress this type of way. Of course, like you say, there is this kind of business meeting, and everybody is like, dress, okay, just business smart, nothing like super fancy either. But I come up like this, oh yeah, I'm going to give my $100 million to that guy, to the actual guy that is dressed street style. I have total trust in him. Of course, no, everybody will think, oh, this dude is selling drugs or something like that, right?
Well, the funny thing is, you're actually more trustable, even though you're in street style, because it is a style. There's so much I could already, like, know about you based on what you're wearing, right? And it may not be like, yeah, I'm going to give this guy my 401k and help me manage my retirement fund. Probably not going to do that. But there are certainly things I would trust you with, right? Like, I would trust you to tell me where the best nightclub is in town. I would trust you to know, like, any advice when it came to social skills, any advice when it came to girls, or like, oh, you got to check out this place. This is really cool. Or this is a really interesting book I read, right? These sorts of things, there would be trust involved.
Yes, correct. So depending on, so this would be how the second or third thing, you know, well, of course the goal, maybe the goal in a way is the first step. The first step is like, what do I want to accomplish, right? That would be the very first thing, because if you don't really know where you're going, you already arrived or you will never arrive. Then the second, in a way, will be the armochromia, you know, the color analysis. Number three is understanding which kind of person, which kind of outfit styles you want to show the world. So I have clients that tell me, oh, I want to be a very business, you know, oriented type of person. Okay, we will not go and give him this kind of street style type of clothes, because when we are totally sure that once in a while he can technically put it on, you know, it's a party or something like that. But what we're going to do, an entire style that you're going to use one time every, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. So for me, street style is something like weekly, on a weekly level. I dress street, I dress elegant, I dress old money, which all these are type of styles, right? I don't dress typically this kind of business, you know, business smart. Oh yeah, you're showing. I see now that my Instagram coming up.
So this
street
is cool.
Style, for example.
Yeah, this is street style. Yeah. So walk me through this.
Okay, so for example, I have a client of mine, and well, the other picture is me. And for example, in this picture, me personally, I wanted to give exactly this kind of. Now the picture is very small. It's not possible to appreciate all. But I mean, I'm in a very luxurious and elegant place. So I really wanted to create a contrast with the way I'm dressed, with the place I am in. Again, most of the people maybe in the car will say, we'll dress very elegant, or at least casual or casual elegant, something like this way, to give a type of, you know, image of itself. But for me, it's like, I don't care. I'm cool and I can afford to be in this place. Cool. And well, nowadays, of course, you can see many guys with lots of tattoos that are just going to put out with the influencer or something, like, you know, basketball player, whatever. They're still in that, those kind of places. Who knows? Maybe 100 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever. If you dress like me now in that place, people would just, you know, light you from the window. And the other picture is a student of mine, which also he's straight style in that case. He's in a normal cafe and he's showing these kind of details, you know, for example, accessories and these more noisy type of t-shirts or shirts, etc.
Got it. Yeah, this sort of, I don't know, I guess he used to call these affliction tees back in the day. Basically, these very loud shirts. But with when you pair that with the right stuff, and, you know, he's wearing what looks like a chain here, this can look really interesting and cool. Like, I love what you're wearing here. These shoes look really killer. And they look pretty colorful too. I can only see the very top. It looks like they kind of bring out the colors in your shirt here. That was one thing I realized, that if I can match my shoes with either my shirt or just a tiny color in the shoes that can match with something I'm wearing up top. I don't know, that I just felt like that. There's some style back to that, right?
It's white. It's also a color that you can transport in many dimensions, because of course, you know, white, it's all color, black is absence of colors, but that's why are very, very versatile, those colors. And definitely they match with what I'm wearing. It's old money, as you can read in the description. Old money, it's for the people who doesn't, maybe in America or English speaker know what I'm old money person is, but it, of course, is the person who was born with money already, right?
Right.
And that's the way they have to dress. They dress like very, in a way, well, clearly they dress old money, but they dress this kind of casual type of, it's not that, oh, I'm rich and I have to show it to the world, you know, like, oh, I have to show it with my super jackets and super things. No, it's like very, you know, like this high neck type of white, sweater or pullover, if I can call it like this in English.
Yeah, like a turtleneck sweater. A turtleneck. I think they call that sweater.
Turtleneck in English. Okay, turtleneck sweater. Yes, and this kind of very light type of color pants, and also shoes. You know, very simple shoes. Definitely some accessories, because accessories always will always make the difference. But super regular guy. Not like if you enter in most of the rooms in an elegant place, including maybe in a business meeting or something like this, he's totally fine. Of course, if you're going into a concert or a festival, Burning Man, it'll be unmatched for the situation.
Correct. Yeah.
But in a country club, for example, he's fantastic to go to a country club.
He's perfect for that. Yeah. And would you? So let me see if I'm learning here. I would guess that these colors would either be fall or summer.
So the white, of course, has many shades. And the gray as well. So depending on how deep or bright, they can fit in one category. So technically speaking, white, it's only winter. So only the winter color has the real pure white. But we don't have to forget that there are many type of whites. You know, like, for example, the technically speaking, I mean, it's white, the color that I have. My wall behind me is white, but, you know, because of the light and so on, it has very much this yellowish type of, I can assume that you can see that in the camera, right?
Right.
Even this shirt that I have right now, it's white, maybe because of the light and so on. So it changed the shades and the color of the white itself. So then it can go to other type of season. So even if you are summer, technically, it doesn't include white, but then eventually a white that is warmer or brighter or deeper, you know, darker type of white, then it will then match in different. So yeah, in this case, light colors, the white will be winter, but the type of gray could be like on a lighter scale. It can go to winter to summer. You know, then you have this kind of middle seasons, you know.
So I like this one too. So you call this casual style, right? So this is the same guy,
yes,
but clearly a much different shirt.
The different that you cannot see very well right now on this particular picture. So while the shirt, you can transport it from street style or urban style, also referred as, the difference is the pants and shoes that you cannot see very well in this type of picture. But the pants and shoes are more classy. So that will be the casual style.
Got it.
And well, I like the other guy. This
carousels you've made here. These are great on your Instagram.
Thank you. With my team.
Are there any other styles on here we should talk about? Or any other examples to walk me through?
So for example, that one is elegant. And you see still the black guy. Oh, we have so much material that we have to upload. But for example, if you see the guy, it's elegant.
This one?
Yes, the colored guy, here. Here he's elegant. This is elegant style. Again, if he goes to a concert, to a festival, etc., it will be totally a mansion for the band. Many other, if it goes to a business meeting, in this case, of course, this type of elegant there will be this kind of nighttime elegant. You go to a club, but definitely you can go also to Christmas dinner. I mean, you go like this to Christmas dinner with your family, or even to a business event, for sure. Then you will be more formal or less.
Right.
In this case, with you add a tie, and practically become a business type of course, you hide the necklaces, etc. You add a tie and it will become like really business elegant.
Totally. Let me see. So this is kind of cool style. This is great. I love this.
So again, this is again street style. And you can see that I have this Mickey Mouse t-shirt with this, you know, biker type of jacket. And well, in this moment, I'm wearing you know, motorcycle gloves. So while that you cannot see my accessories, very far to see necklaces and earrings that I wear. But you can see the suspenders. You can see the black suspender in this moment are let loose, you know, instead of wearing on top, I'm just wearing here, like on the next to the knee to close to the knee to understand.
Oh, cool. So you these are suspenders that go over your shoulders, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Should go to shoulder, but in this case, I just let loose because that would be the style, you know, like alternative.
Right.
This will be old money.
I like that best.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this will be another old money type of outfit that reminds a lot this kind of vintage, old money vintage, you know, this kind of, you know, you can see this a lot in the Peaky Blinders type of, CRTV.
Yeah. So the one thing I'm noticing through a lot of this stuff is how important accessories are. So
yes,
let's talk about that a little.
So tell me, what do you think to know? Like, what's your curiosity about?
So for a guy, I feel like when it comes to accessories, it can be really easy to make mistakes or to just look like an idiot. I've certainly been that guy. I remember when I first got into personal growth, I think I read The Game, and this is back in 2005, and like the guys were buying these like thumb rings. So I bought a thumb ring and I wore, nice. but that was like the only thing I did. I had like normal, that's cool. I had like everything normal. You know, I looked like an idiot. I wouldn't say frat boy, but just like a guy who like Hurley, like a surfer t-shirt.
But one ring here, like this.
Just one, right. That's one thing I feel like I screwed up, and a lot of guys will screw up. It's like they think accessories. So there's like, okay, I'm just going to get one thing. I'm going to get a watch, or I'm going to get one ring, or I'm going to get like one blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, that doesn't really work, right? You kind of
need the whole. And it's done. I'm perfect.
Right.
So yeah. Definitely, this is a common mistake. People, well, you know,
like, how would you pair different accessories? Do you have any advice on, you know, like obviously sunglasses, watch, necklaces, earrings, bracelets? How would you tell a guy who doesn't really have any accessories? How could he best go about adding accessories?
Yes, exactly. It's interesting. We think of before, you know, I have one thing. I mean, I need to add some accessories. I'm gonna add this little thing here, almost unnoticeable. Yes, I'm gonna add. Yes, I'm fine. Now I have accessories. Now I'm cool. Well, the thing is, of course, that's definitely not enough. Like, it's not enough to say hello to a girl and hoping that she magically will say, "Can I please sock you? Please, please." I mean, this would never happen, right? This is just the beginning. I mean, you just say hi. That's it. In my past as a dating coach, I remember so many clients coming to me and say, like, clients or non-clients, people that, you know, like you talk in the about the thing. Like, if I could only, the approach anxiety, if I could only say hi to a girl, everything else will be solved. Everything else is, the problem is just like saying hi. I could say hi, because every time I say hi, then the conversation is fine. Well, and I go like, if it was like this, trust me, people like me and Robbie would have so much girls mm-hmm. that we couldn't breathe over, because for us, it's very simple to say hi to all the girls that you can imagine the world, including a celebrity, I don't know, naked, surrounded by bodyguards and other people in press. We would have no problem to go to her and say, "Hey, hi, what's up? How's it going?" And here it was only that. The secret, super easy. But that's not the only thing. Of course, that's just the beginning. And in fashion, of course, it would be one ring. It will not make the difference. Even though, definitely, it's much better to get this one ring than zero, right? It's like much better to say hi to a girl than just don't say anything. Okay?
Right.
But the problem is there, and this is all the clients that I talk to, or anyway, non-expert about this, is that, but this is not me. This is not me. I'm not used to, you know? And then rings are so annoying, and And people, what they would think about it, they didn't know. This is if I call it, these people will what's the word? They will mock me and so on. Well, my friend, I tell you that, or my friend, like probably, but my friend, everybody else, or you're listening and watching. The point is that you always have to exit your comfort zone. Always, 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 no matter what you do. So if you're going to do one thing, do it crazy. I mean, okay, you can start this week with one thing, for example. The next week, add two. And the next week, add three. And so on and so forth. And then, of course, at one point, you thought that you're going to put 25 rings each finger. Then you're going to have to complement with something else. And for example, now you cannot see it, but I have earrings, you know. And I'm a Christian. and I have crosses. I don't care.
Yeah.
They look good. It's just cold.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, now you're going to see video because of the headphones. But the point is just like, it just looks cool. And super important rule, you have to like it. If you like it, doesn't matter. You just wear it. Like the color that we were saying before. Oh, but this pink shocking, it's very bad on me, but I love it. So I'm going to wear it. And this is the number, the one thing. Exit your comfort zone. So slowly start to add piece by piece by piece. Then, are they cool or not? Well, that's a thing that we can discuss in our own, but at least adding more pieces, this is definitely key.
Yeah. One of the best pieces of fashion advice I ever got was don't buy something you don't love, especially if you can't return it.
That's correct. Why
I'm always a big fan of shopping at places like, you know, Nordstrom, where they have a no matter what guaranteed return policy, you bring it back whenever. But
that's good. That's good. Yeah. Even online, you can buy a lot of stuff online that you can return in 30 days and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I just know that, like, if I buy something that I just kind of like, I'm never going to wear it. It's going to sit in my closet. It's going to collect dust. It's going to be an extra thing that I have to deal with. And I'm always going to default to the clothes that I love. So after many, many years of wasting money and buying stuff that I never wore, I was like, okay, I'm only going to buy something I love. And obviously, if you don't know what you love or you're trying to push your comfort zone, you're going to have to push on this a little bit, right? You might not, you know, maybe you don't love it, but you feel like you could love it. You at least love the way it looks on you. And it might say something that is a little bit, you know, pushing your comfort zone, a little bit aggressive, right? Like when I first got this necklace, I remember like, oh, you know, that's, I love it. It's cool. And it's definitely pushing my comfort zone to wear, you know, wherever, but like at least I liked it and that was enough for me. Versus if there's something like, ooh, it's pushing my comfort zone, but I don't really love the way it fits, you're never gonna wear it. So that's my little words of wisdom there as a cheap Jew. I hate wasting money and buying things that I don't use.
There is another thing that I want to add in the regarding what you're saying. Sometime I'm a believer of this, so whatever. Some people hate it, some people love it. I just believe on this, but fake it until you make it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're going to have to maybe force yourself in using something. You will love it later because, I don't know, people come to me with the rings and rings and knowing this and necklaces and whatever, and I have to force myself. And well, okay, just start to wear it a little bit. I mean, you will notice the difference later. You will notice that, for example, if we're talking about dating and call approach or even war approach or the parties that we were discussing also with you, Robbie, that you will see the difference. Maybe a girl will come to you, oh my God, your ring, it's so cool. Oh my God, your necklace is so cool. Like, for example, the key that for sure, I can already imagine how many times you have the thing. This is the key of your heart, the key of my heart.
Have you ever heard of a Gia Lisa, a porn star?
Porn star?
Yeah, her name's Gia Lisa. You ever heard of her?
No.
No? Okay. She's a, you know, relatively famous porn star, I guess. But I met her at a party, and the first thing she said when she came up to me, she goes, is that the key to your virginity? And I was like, yeah, let's... You think you could get this? I don't know if you can, you know? Like, and it turned into this whole banter thing. And had I not been wearing the key, right? Like... That whole chapter.
Someone has to do a dirty job.
So yeah, I love what you said about accessories. What else? What else that, you know, should we cover that's a big piece of the puzzle here?
Well, should we cover? So we discussed it, having goals, knowing about your color, knowing which kind of image you want to give, knowing at this point which kind of outfit they're gonna be good on you, because it's not just because the style, just because the color, now everything gonna be perfect matching. No, there gonna be some things that sizes. So it gonna be somehow the next thing, the next big thing. Size has been too big, too small, no good. No right. Good, amigo, no good. And then
So right now, as far as sizing goes, at least in the U.S., the size is baggy. Everything's baggy, and it's a fucking trend, of course. And I'm hoping it goes out of style very soon, because I hate baggy clothes. Right? I think they look bad. I don't think that they accentuate, a good physique. But baggy jeans in 2024 are all the rage. I refuse to buy baggy jeans because, I'm not single. I'm married, and I'm not trying to pick up young Gen Zers, even though my wife's a Gen Zer, but she's an old money style. She likes old money. That's how she likes to dress. So when I'm going out, I try to dress kind of a mix, I guess, between old money and casual. I can certainly improve. But what would you say in terms of like dealing with that sort of style right now? How much should guys follow like what's in vogue versus what's timeless and what's going to work for a long period of time?
And if we're talking about specifically our baggy style, so this is definitely an American trend, which it's unconfirmed, to be honest. But what I know from my old knowledge, I never really researched about it. That's the old thing. But all this rapper type of, clothing, extra large, extra, the more fabric you can put, amazing. Right. Well, apparently comes from Frisian time. Because there was one size fits all, and to fit all must be super big. And of course, many rappers we know that come from this kind of scenario sometimes. And that's how the trend started, about the big thing. In any case, it really depends on the person and the style they want to give. It's definitely this kind of baggy, etc. Definitely will be... most of the time will be this kind of urban street style, right? I like it, okay? As well as I love it in a way, oh my God, I would use it every time. But I like to have some pieces of clothes also that sometimes I like to wear it, but here and there. It's just like a sporadic thing that I want to be a little bit more, larger, just because to change, but not really because I think it's the coolest thing ever. Because in my opinion, you're totally right. Right fitting outfit, jeans, t-shirt, shirts, et cetera, is the best. Because that will give the real figure. I mean, it will show your real figure. If you're big, I'm talking about big, like muscular big, it will, show your body that you have an excellent body. Instead, if you're dress so like extra large, it cannot be seen. And if you are short, if you're very short, like this kind of very skinny pants, etc., will try to give this optic effect. I guess that in English is optic effect. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we'll give this optic effect, like if you are not that short, as opposed if you use this extra fabric, then eventually you're of course, your height is the same, but it just looks smaller.
Right.
It looks another of these huge problem, of course, is the extra fabric on the jeans. Because let's say that your length is 30, right, of jeans. But you buy, I really love these jeans, and these jeans are 32, 33, or 34 in length, right? And then eventually you have extra fabric on the bottom, close to your shoe. Also, it will give this effect of very bad. Well, this will make your leg shorter.
Right.
It's just an optic effect. Again, it's not that you are really, but it is what it is. And so that's why right sizes will beat them all. So I don't really think even in the future, if we're talking about the future, of course, I cannot predict anything. I can see the genes probably going to have them maybe forever or for a time. And another thing, this, well, the differentiation of styles, and definitely the probably the best of the best always will be to have the right size.
The right size. Yeah.
Will be probably an evergreen.
That's never going to go out of style. Looking, if you're in good shape and you wear clothes that show that you're in good shape, it's hard to fuck that up. Just like the best fashion on a beach in Thailand is having a six pack, right? So I always realize I don't have a six pack. I'm gonna go to Ukraine. I'm gonna do better.
Gotta change location.
Yeah, it's tough to compete against surf instructors. You know, Australian surf instructors
absolutely
are very stiff competition. So I'm gonna go where those guys don't go. Simple.
Yeah, perfect. Or definitely in certain cases, of course, that is the place where they want to have their maximum value, but I'm going to have maximum value maybe everywhere else. For example, if they're not social, I'm just taking a guess. If I'm very social, for me, it's going to be any other place that maybe will not be half naked, right? Because of the six pack. Me, I just a little of six pack, at least right now, I should be very tough on myself and work very much on that, because you know it's the six pack, you do it in the kitchen, you don't do it in the gym. So I should really take a lot in consideration. Well, you know, like this happens so much when you're not strictly on that. Of course, there was a period of that six pack, and it was because I was extremely strict on my diet.
Right.
And this, by the way, all my friends, I tell you, it's there in a way behind passion. Having a fit body, it will never end. I will never be so much. I mean, of course, if you have a really like this kind of centimeter, whatever, half an inch or less than half an inch of extra fat, okay, it's fine. I mean, you're not fat. You just are not totally super shaped, right?
But
your arms, your shoulders, you know, your chest, etc., it's there. So there will never be any competition on any level of two guys dressed exactly the same, but one fit and one fat. Even if they dress with exactly the same $10,000 suit, $100,000 suit, the fit one will always win and beat him on every aspect. I'm talking about the fit one, not the skinny one.
Right.
A skinny. Indeed, if you ask me, if you tell me, it's better to be super skinny, like I'm talking about super ultra skinny, you know, the guys that it looks like you're going to break them.
Right.
Or fat. Well, that's do not exaggerate, like super fat, like super. No, just like a fat guy. Well, it will always be better to be a fat guy than an ultra skinny one. Because at least the fat guy, at least the fat one, is he has some sort of protection.
Right.
Any girl will feel much more secure with a fat one than with a skinny one. Indeed, the worst thing the probably girl can tell you is like, oh, you're so skinny that I can beat you. And if I tell you that, it's game over forever.
Oh, man. That's true. If she feels more masculine than you, you're probably not going to sleep with that girl. Good luck, brother. That's one thing I've never struggled with, was being too skinny. But I have struggled with being, you know, when I was in seventh, eighth grade, I grew a lot. My like junior year of high school, when I was, you know, probably 16. But before that, I was a short fat guy, not really fat, but the short chubby kid. And no one wanted to fight that guy either. So
yeah, chubby, very, very chubby, too much chubby.
I was, you know, just like the
definitely much better than super skinny.
That's true. I was envied, you know, it's like you always envy what you're not. Cause I had all this, you know, the, what do you call it? Not trauma, but I had my whole like, oh, if I was skinny, my life would be so much better. So I'd see these guys who are like really, really skinny, and I would envy them, which now I look back, I'm like, that's so ridiculous, because I was better off with that guy.
It's completely wrong. It's completely wrong, but because you can think about it, you see, okay, the dude is fat, but at least there's some problem. I mean, it's much harder to throw him down than the skinny one. The skinny one with a punch, it's game over, but with the big one, it's much harder to do. So, well, it's not that it's going to be the super beautiful thing. I'm just saying on this, let's say, extreme example, it's just better than the other one. But Nevertheless, it's normal that the fit one is the one that will always win. It doesn't matter. And I'm talking about fit guy. I'm talking about the fit, like James Bond, the type of fit. I'm not talking about the super, the rock, you know, wrestler, super huge bodybuilder. That's no good. There is almost, generally speaking, most of the girls, probably 8 or 9 girls out of 10, they will always prefer a James Bond type of fit guy, you know, with abs and, you know, chest, etc. As over a G-Rock type of, you know, super, super huge dude. I mean, very hard a girl will feel they're very, you know, attracted to this mega dude.
Yeah, it's usually a very specific... Right. Yeah, I have one client who's, you know, he's a bodybuilder and he's huge and he's jacked and he attracts a very specific type of girl. You know, a lot of the time, like girls with a ton of tattoos. It's funny because he tends to attract like these really small petite girls who are into the huge jacked guy. You know, it's you see that all the time. You see like the tiniest, shortest girl with like the tallest dude. You know, whatever the phenomenon is in nature, opposites attract or whatever. But yeah, I agree completely. You know, the best thing I ever did for my dating scenario was I lost, I think, 60 pounds. This was way back in 2011. Mm-hmm. And I did okay. I still did okay as a fatter guy. But the quality of, you know, the type of girl I was attracting went up significantly after that, because no girl wants to, you know, no girl who's hot, why would she choose the fat guy when she could choose the thin guy, right? It says so much about your personality as well. Like, if you don't have the willpower, right, to be in shape,
correct,
you're probably not that effective of a dude in the first place.
Plus, naturally, a girl will, I mean, not think consciously, but subconsciously, she will feel like, oh, this dude has some problems, you know, on a mental level and on a clinical whatever level, you know, because if he's super fat, he might die super young. I don't want this to be, you know, given to my offspring or whatever, or my kids, whatever, etc. So, because this could be like genetical whatever mistakes and so on. Instead, the skinny, not the skinny dude, the fit dude, instead will never put any of these obstacles in the way, because he looks like the perfection, look like a very healthy guy that knows how to love himself, that knows how to have this discipline on eating, on maybe on fashion and in his life, generally speaking. So that's why in feet is the best of the best. Of course, the second best would probably be being a bodybuilder, but that's also an exaggeration. You see that every exaggeration, it will never be the best, because the dude probably will stay 8 hours all the day in the gym. So on a girl perspective, probably, so he probably care about more about himself than he will care about me, etc.
Right. Well, dude, this has been super valuable. I loved how you went through, you know, all these different topics, and I feel like the listeners hopefully got a lot of really good actionable advice that they can go out and implement. If guys want to work with you, learn about your services and stuff, how can they find you? What's the best way that they can reach out?
The best way in this moment, probably beside my personal content, et cetera, is the Instagram. In this moment is image.transformation. So at image.transformation. It's me. Or anyway, searching for Axel Mav, like, I think it's possible to see right now on the screen. So you just put Axel Mav. There's no, homonymy or something. No, I forgot how it's called in English. When there are many names, that, for example, what's the name? John Smith. And you search John Smith, there is a million Smith. Okay, there is only one Axel Mav all over the world. So
it's super unique. You're unique, my friend.
Super unique.
The only one. Wow, that's crazy. There's a lot of Robbie Kramer.
Yeah, because. Well, this is a name that I have. Well, Axel is my real name. The Mav is an acronym that I invented. So cool. There's no one that has Mav. My real name is Axel Pitta, but the Axel Mav is like my fashion and artistic name. I just love it because it represents me and my family. So that's why.
Yeah, that's cool. It's another aspect of your uniqueness, which is what we're going for a lot of the time when it comes to fashion and style, right? What makes you unique and memorable. So, dude, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom. And I learned a lot. Glad I'm going to bug you for my palette later. So thanks, man. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you to everybody. And yeah, if you need some sort of advice or anything, feel free to contact me. Bye-bye. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're a regular listener and you're digging our content, do me a favor, leave us a 5-star review. It's how other people learn about the show and how we can spread the word. If you don't feel like it's worthy of 5 stars, just go ahead, don't leave any review at all. And I want to let you know that we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive community. We're accepting applications to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, step up your game, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and become a beast at accomplishing all of your goals. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/community.